I believe one of the greatest problems that we have in our church today is that God's people have added to the Word of God. I believe that particularly so in regard to the book of Genesis, and in fact, particularly in regard to the first verse in Genesis. Genesis, the first chapter, I should say, in Genesis, that begins with the very first verse, "In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth." You know what's interesting? If I was to preach that particular message, "In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth," in church after church after church across America and other parts of the world, I would hope, and I'm sure be true, most people would say, of course we believe God created, whatever that means to them. But if I was to preach something a little differently, if I was to preach, "In the beginning God created," in six literal, approximately 24-hour days, approximately 6,000 years ago, what do you think would happen? I can tell you right now. I believe I can say this. I believe I can generalize on the basis of all the experience that we've had in speaking across America and England and Australia and many other countries around the world as well. Spoken in many Bible colleges and seminaries and, you know, I've spoken in every state, every one of the 50 states in the USA. I've been in this ministry for now well over 25 years. I believe I can generalize on the basis of what we have found out and say this. The majority of Christian leaders in our Western world, the majority of pastors, the majority of Christian college professors, the majority of seminary professors, the majority of people who attend church, in fact, the majority of deacons, the majority of elders, the majority of Christians in general do not accept or will not take a stand on God creating in six literal days just a few thousand years ago. Now why is that so? How come the majority are so against that position? It's one of the reasons why it answers in Genesis, I find, it's in a way more difficult for an organization like ours to get support from foundations and other sorts of places, simply because you always find that even on the boards of many organizations that designate funds, that you'll find people who believe in millions of years. It doesn't matter what you believe about the days of creation. This is just a side issue. That is right through the church. There's no doubt about it. But why is that? You know, it's interesting. I had a man call me up on radio in Florida, actually, and he says, "Oh, I agree with you," he said, "that evolution's wrong, but," he said, I can't agree that the word day in Genesis 1 means an ordinary day." I said, "Oh, you can't?" He said, "No." I said, "Oh, well, could you tell me when the word day does mean an ordinary day then?" He said, "Well, what do you mean?" I said, "Well, if you know the word day doesn't mean an ordinary day in Genesis 1, you must know when it does mean an ordinary day to know why it doesn't mean an ordinary day, so I'd like to know why it does mean, when it does mean an ordinary day." He goes, "Huh?" Well, see, here's the point. He knew it didn't mean an ordinary day in Genesis 1. He didn't know when it did mean an ordinary day, but he did know when it didn't mean an ordinary day. And on that basis, he knew that he was right. Something sort of wrong there, you know. See, it's like another pastor who came to me once and he said, "But the word day can mean something other than ordinary day." And I said, "Well, that's true. It can. But it can also mean an ordinary day." He said, "But it can mean something other than ordinary day." I said, "Of course it can, but it can also mean an ordinary day." He said, "But it can mean something other than ordinary day." This went on for millions of years. It was incredible, you know. And see, he was trying to say that because the word day can mean something other than ordinary day, that the argument was, therefore in Genesis 1, it's not an ordinary day. And I'm saying that's not even the point. The point is, my argument is, well, it can mean an ordinary day, right? It's not a matter of whether it can or can't mean an ordinary day. It's a matter of when does the word day mean day. And that's what I said to him. I said, "Look, Pastor, does the word day mean day? If day does mean day, when does day mean day?" I mean, then I go and get an answer. You know, any word has two or more meanings dependent upon context, doesn't it? I mean, if you think about it, I mean, you could say, "I am sitting with my back against the back of the chair at the back of the room and my back is sore and one day I might come back." Did you get all those different meanings there? How did you understand those different meanings? Well, you understand because of context, right? See, as I'm talking to you, or Dr. Terry Mortensen is talking to you, or whoever it is talking to you, as I'm speaking to you, I'm giving you certain words in certain contexts. So because you understand English the same way I do, well, sort of, I realize there's some differences there, but you are interpreting those words the same way I am, because if you weren't doing that, we wouldn't communicate, would we? We wouldn't have a hope. You know, how do we study Scripture? Well, you go and you look at the words and you say, well, this was originally written in Hebrew, or this was originally written in Greek. So you look up a Hebrew dictionary, you look up a Greek dictionary, and you say, oh, this word means this in this context, this with this verb, and so it goes on. And so therefore, in this particular verse here, the meaning is such and such because I understand the grammar and all the rest of it. Isn't that what we do? Of course that's what we do. Now see, here's the interesting thing to me. Do you realize that the word day in Genesis, the Hebrew word for day, yom, in the singular or plural form, is used 2,301 times in the Old Testament? You know the thing that fascinates me? 2,301 times it's used in the Old Testament, but the only place I find most people questioning what it means is Genesis chapter 1. Have you noticed that? I mean, do you hear people arguing about what the word day means in Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth? You don't, do you? It's always Genesis chapter 1. I mean, you ever been to a Bible study where they spend 2 hours talking about, well, how long do you think Joshua did take to march around Jericho? I mean, what does the word day mean, do you think? 100,000 years? Or do you ever have arguments like that? You say, well, that's nonsense. Of course we know what the word day means there. You know, why is it then that most Christian leaders don't believe that the days in Genesis 1 are really literal 24-hour days? Why is that? I mean, they know what the word day means everywhere else in the Bible, basically, in the Old Testament, that I'm talking about here, but they don't know what it means in Genesis 1. Why is that?